In gold and silver block capitals, the word Universal encircles a spinning globe. Below it, the words, a Comcast company. Silhouetted against a dark sky, children wave sparklers to spell out the words, Good Universe, in block capitals. The lid of a school desk shuts, appearing on it as if written in ink, bits of graffiti. At the centre, enclosed in a rectangle, the words, Point Grey. Universal Pictures presents, in association with Good Universe, a Point Grey production. A fair-haired boy of about 12 years of age lies on his stomach, on his bed, on his laptop. On screen, he is customizing an avatar, at this point a bald, muscle-bound, green-skinned female. Now he enlarges the avatar's breasts, encloses them in a brightly coloured bra, and smiles, clearly pleased with his handiwork.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He wraps a computer cable round the handle of his bedroom door, then ties the other end to the frame of his bed. He hops back onto the bed and resumes staring at the laptop.
Where's your door closed, Maxie?
Dad, I'm in sixth grade. I need privacy sometimes.
Look, I'm heading to the airport. Be back in 2 days. Please be nice to your sister. Help your mom. And do not touch the drone.
I won't. Bye.
I'm serious, okay? It's not a toy. It's for my work.
Yep. Safe flight. Bye, Dad. Love you.
Thank you. Hey, come give me a hug, bud.
I'll give you two hugs when you get back.
Max's dad notices the computer cable.
I get it.
Why are you smiling?
You're just growing up. It's exciting to me.
It's not. Stop smiling.
He sits on the bed next to Max.
I remember bringing you home from the hospital like it was yesterday. Now here you are, sexually masturbating yourself.
No, I effing wasn't.
Hey, it's cool, fool. It's like you got a new toy. The best toy in the world, and you just want to keep playing with it. I don't know. I just want you to know I'm proud of you. Okay, do your thing. I'll see you later. Love you. See you in 2 days.
Amy, you are not going to believe this.
Oh!
Good boys. Max cycles along a quiet residential street with two boys.
Yo, guys, check this out. My babysitter told me everyone in sixth grade gets handjobs.
What's a handjob?
It's when a girl jerks you off until you coom, and then it's your job to clean it up.
I don't think it's coom.
Yeah, C-U-M. Coom. Middle school is way more intense than elementary.
If we're going to get through this, we need to stick together.
Beanbag boys for life.
Are you friends, Jelly? You're dating a college guy?
Some of them, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wait, hey. Can I help you?
Retreat, retreat!
Hey, Stranger Things, go fuck yourself!
Go, go, go!
You know those fucking guys?
No one can stop the terrors of Uskra.
Lucas, keep it in the case.
Dude, it's worth $300.
$600 now. I checked.
$600? We're millionaires.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to maybe go to the skate park tomorrow after school?
I know what cocaine is.
Annabelle, get out of here. Beanbag boys only.
I heard at the skate park, the older kids will make you take drugs.
We'll never do drugs. They destroy lives and communities.
You have no choice.
Mom!
Annabelle, don't antagonize your brother. Come on, go upstairs.
Now, hey. All right, beanbag boys, finish up. It's a school night. Lights out, 8:30.
What? You said 8:45.
Hey, finish up.
I don't think I want to go to the skate park.
We're in sixth grade now. We need to start doing sixth grade things.
Ooh, you want to see Brixley, don't you?
Ignoring Lucas and Thor, Max shuts his eyes and smiles. In his imagination, he is in a school corridor staring dreamily at a young girl, Brixley. He holds a carton of juice, the contents of which spontaneously spurt from the straw. Max just keeps staring.
Hi.
Oh my God!
On their bikes, the boys are at a skate park.
This park is fucking lit. Yo, guys, the scooter squad is here.
You know who's really good at burns?
Atticus L.
He's so funny.
Atticus L? I'd smoke him in a burn war. Right, Max?
Max ignores Thor, staring instead at Brixley, who's passing on her skateboard.
Are you gonna give Brixley the necklace you made her?
No, shut up. It's, I haven't put it in the kiln yet. You always have an excuse.
Thor, you never talk to girls.
Girls are a distraction. Rock of Ages auditions are in 2 days. And I don't wanna be tied down.
Max! Come here.
Max cycles over to the girl who's just been chatting with Brixley.
Hey, Taylor. People are saying you made Brixley a necklace in art class.
Nice try, but I don't talk about my art projects before they're finished.
If she had a crush on you, would you admit you had a crush on her?
Does she have a crush on me?
I don't know. I've never asked her.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Fuck.
So, how'd it go, lover boy?
She might know about the necklace.
Veggie lasagna for dinner?
Everything's coming up, Lucas.
I'll see you guys at school.
Bye. Be safe.
Yo, Skirtables. Act cool.
Act cool.
What's up, Atticus? You guys want to see something cool?
Hell yeah.
Max and Thor follow the scooter squad into a forest.
What are we up to? What are you doing?
We're going to sip a beer. Scared?
No. I've had like 5,000 sips of beer.
Fish, please. Soren has the record. 3 sips.
3 sips?
3 sips.
Whoa. I'm already feeling something.
Delicious.
Max is handed the beer bottle and takes a quick swig.
Careful, it's hot.
He passes it to Thor.
Are you going to drink it or not?
Thor lowers the beer untasted.
Oh, I forgot. I have musical auditions this Friday. The drug test for beer.
Thor, just meant you're a scared little baby.
No, I'm not. Want us to put the beer in a sippy cup for you? Sippy cup? No.
Sippy cup. Amazing burn, Atticus.
It's not a good burn. His dad has 2 DUIs and has to take the train to work. That's a good burn.
Sippy cup, sing us a song.
No.
How about Twinkle Twinkle Little Bitch?
Sippy cup! Sippy cup!
No, guys, he'll do it, but he just needs more time to think.
Sippy cup! Sippy cup!
Thor smashes the bottle.
Bye.
Lucas is at home.
Lasagna and soda? Don't tell my parents you gave me this.
It is hilarious.
We're getting a divorce.
What do you mean?
Okay, I'm telling you. Everything's gonna stay the same.
We promise.
Will we still watch This Is Us together?
Yes, of course. That's our favorite show.
That's a family show. Except now you're gonna see it on two different TVs, you know?
In 2 different houses.
So you have to watch the episode twice.
What about Taco Tuesday?
Taco Tuesdays is still going down. Matter of fact, you're going to have 2 Taco Tuesdays, just one on Wednesday now.
Twice the fun.
Twice the fun. Twice the tacos.
Everything's going to stay the same. So.
Me and your mama, you know, we're still best friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would have been nice to have tacos together as a family, but how about this? We can change it to wings. I'm
walking outside. At a music lesson.
And don't it feel good?
Go for the mailbox, gotta hold myself down.
Hey, na 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 na.
'Cause I just can't wait till you write me, you're coming around.
Hey,
Thor, inspired voice of an angel.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa,
what are we walking on? does feel good, don't it?
This song always makes me sad.
Don't forget, Rock of Ages auditions are tomorrow. It's my favorite musical.
I did make some pretty big changes, though, based on my time in Hollyweird.
I think it'll really inspire those of you who dared to dream.
Sick! So I looked at her, but she was looking the other direction. Then she looked at me, and I was looking the other direction. So I think that someday we're gonna make eye contact.
That's cool. This musical is gonna be lit.
Hey, Soren, look at this. Sippy Cup is signing up for the musical. Singing is for tryhards.
No, someone signed me up as a joke. I was just crossing it off. See?
Yeah, whatever, bitch tits.
Enough. Let's go.
I have places to be.
Sorry, Soren.
Don't listen to Atticus. His dad doesn't even pay taxes.
It doesn't matter what Atticus says. I've been thinking about quitting singing ever since I was young.
Come on, we're gonna miss fish sticks.
Thor trudges despondently after Max. Next, in the dining hall, they watch as Lucas takes out his lunch.
Whoa! That's the best lunch I've ever seen!
Yeah, my parents are being super nice because they're great. They're great. Everything's good.
Ooh, wait, is that a new earring?
Yes, finally. Thank you for noticing.
That looks cute on you.
Max, I'm not going for cute. I'm going for sexy and hot. Those are the only two things I'm looking for.
You like it?
It looks infected.
Soren's so cool. I heard he beat up Derek Bachman and blowjobbed his sister.
He blowjobbed his own sister?
No, he blowjobbed Derek's sister.
Fucking legend.
From another table, Soren gestures towards them. Thor stands hopefully, but it's Max he's pointing to.
I think Soren's calling me.
Max crosses the dining hall to the diminutive Soren, who's sitting with an entourage of girls, including Brixley and Taylor.
Sup? I heard you sip the beer like a fucking champ.
Yeah, I took a pretty big sip, actually.
Cool. I'm having a party tomorrow night. All these fools are coming. You in?
You should come. Trust me.
Yeah, I'll come, but, you know, I have to ask my mom.
Also, gonna be a kissing party.
Brixley and Max glance nervously at each other.
You French kissed girls before, right?
Yeah. Of course.
Where?
Their mouths?
Yeah, dog.
He's not gonna start sitting with the popular kids, is he?
No. If anyone should be over there, it's me.
We heard kids were calling you Zippy Cup, and we just wanted to let you know you can always call in the Student Coalition Against Bullying for protection.
Does this look like a Zippy Cup? No, it's a fucking juice box. Because I'm not a fucking child.
So rude.
Wait, can I bring Thor and Lucas?
So random.
No, they're cool.
I'm trying to keep it half girls, half guys. You feel me, dog?
I feel you, dog. But they're my best friends. We do everything together. We're the Beanbag Boys.
That's a dope-ass name. Fuck it. Bring him. I'd rather die for my squad, too. Let me know what your mom says, dog.
Okay. Bye, dog. Bye, dogs. So? Soren just invited us to his party tomorrow.
Soren?
Yeah.
He said my name. He said Thor?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, there's also gonna be girls there. You know what that means?
Drama.
Kissing. So, do you guys know how to kiss?
I have no fucking clue. No, not at all.
Type kissing. Ooh, no, boobs. Breast cancer research. How to find a bra that fits. I have an idea.
Thor types porb, then changes it to porn. They enter a website, Fantasy 69.
Are you 18 or older?
I'm gonna click yes.
We're not 18 or older. This could go on our permanent record.
I'm your stepmother. You are not supposed to be looking at me in the shower.
Don't tell my dad. It'll make me quit the sports team.
Get up.
He's in trouble.
You deserve a punishment. Pull down your shorts.
Is that what happens when you get a stepmom?
Ew.
Ugh. No way that's gonna fit in there.
Get out of there, girl.
Where did his hand go?
Oh, my God.
Nobody even kissed.
Yeah, not on their mouths, at least.
My parents have a CPR doll. We can go practice kissing on that. Come on.
Later, a life-size sex doll sits on Thor's bed.
This is a really pretty CPR doll.
I guess I'll go first.
Max puckers up.
Stop! What are you doing?
Kissing her?
You can't kiss someone without their permission. Remember from assembly?
Pretend it's Brixley. Try to be a gentleman.
Okay. Brixley, can I kiss you?
Why?
Why?
Yeah, what do you like about me?
Well, you're sweet, you smell good, you're smart too. You always push Henry in his wheelchair even though he's super mean. And just when I think I've got you figured out, you go ahead and start skateboarding.
I consent.
Max shuts his eyes and kisses the doll's lips, then pulls away, making a face.
How was it?
Sticky.
Why does she have hair in her mouth? You know what? This isn't teaching us anything. We need to see real people kissing. That's the only way to know if we're doing it right.
My neighbor is a total nymphomaniac. Her boyfriend's always over.
She starts fires?
No, that's a pyromaniac. She's a nymphomaniac. Someone who has sex on land and sea.
Seriously?
Shh, shh, shh.
Okay, I was going to wait till tomorrow to surprise you, but can I just tell you?
Nah. I'm good.
No, you want to know.
Ugh, I can barely see anything.
I know we haven't been hanging out much, you know, ever since I met Benji, but I want to make it up to you. So tomorrow I'm skipping school and we're driving to the city to see Kendrick Lamar.
Shut up!
And we're going to do Molly.
You thought of everything.
Of course I fucking have. It's going to be amazing. Well, Benji got us the Molly.
Benjamin!
Oh, thank you.
Look, this isn't working. Maybe we could go climb a tree.
No, they'd see us.
No, I just meant let's go climb a tree.
Dude, wait!
I know a way we can see them kiss.
Next, a drone to which a post-it note has been attached. It reads, don't even think about it.
I can't. It has a camera. We could see everything. We can learn technique.
It's for his dad's work. It's not a toy.
Of course it's a toy. They sell it at toy stores.
My uncle flew a drone for the army, and now he yells in his sleep and has crazy diarrhea.
It's messed up that he even keeps it in the house. You have to walk by it every day. He's torturing you.
It's true.
It's like when your cousin walks around in a bikini and she taunts you.
If he finds out, you'll be grounded. You won't be able to go to Soren's. And even worse, you'll lose your father's trust.
It's true, too.
She'll love you for who you are.
Yeah, a shitty kisser. Remember the porn from earlier? The guy didn't even know how to kiss. He was just licking that woman's asshole. You want to kiss an asshole, Max?
Nope.
Max, don't listen to him. He just wants to go because he's obsessed with popular boys.
Believe me, Max, you don't want to go to Soren's not knowing how to kiss.
With Max at the controls, the drone gets airborne.
So tomorrow, after you get some girl time, why don't you come over for some man time?
Oh, I told you I'm hanging out with Lily this weekend.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's hard for me not to see you because you're my best friend.
But Lily's my best friend.
Yeah, I get it. Totally get it. Yeah. I'll probably just hang out with my ex, Margaret.
Are you trying to make me jealous?
No. Why are you jealous?
Yeah, this isn't working out.
I know. You're not hot enough to be acting like this, so... The next time that you're wondering where all the nice guys went, just remember that you let one walk right out the door.
He starts to walk off.
What?
I didn't say anything.
I never want to see you again.
Now he runs off.
Okay.
The girls hug.
Wait, where'd the guy go? Who cares? The girls just hugged. They are definitely gonna kiss.
He wanted to get closer.
Spying on us.
All right, it's my turn to fly.
Give it!
I just want to buzz
it. No!
Give it, gonna break it! Want it? Fine! Shit!
One of the girls knocks the drone to the ground.
Ha! No! Shit! What the hell, Thor?
That was both of our faults.
Well, that's gonna kill me. What do I do now?
was a break-in.
They trashed the place and took the drone.
That's the most stupid fucking idea I've ever heard.
Guys, guys. All we have to do is just go over there and tell the truth. Then God will be on our side.
Hey, can I help you?
I hope so, madam. We were using our drone to follow a family of turtles, and we thought it might have crashed in your backyard.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's here. Come on in. So you guys like turtles?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Time's up, motherfuckers.
Shit, it's a trap!
You think I give a fuck about turtles?
We're sorry, we just want to learn how to kiss.
Lucas, it's none of their business.
We should have just told the truth. We're going to a kissing party, and none of us have ever kissed, and we're scared.
God damn it, Lucas. I've had sex before, but I've never kissed a girl.
Just go online and type in how to kiss. That's what everyone does.
Oh.
It's very easy.
Look, can we please have the drone back? It's a BD Rolling Thunder. It's my dad's. He needs it for work. Can I please have it back? I really need it. Please.
I don't think so.
If you don't give it back, I'll tell my dad you stole it.
And I'll tell him that you're a pervert.
We'll tell the whole school.
This is sensual harassment.
We'll tell everyone that you're a misogynist.
I never massaged anyone.
This is what happens when you don't respect women.
I respect women. My mom's my best friend.
What about me? God, I'm so fucked. My dad's gonna kill me.
You have to snoop on this. You're such a feminist.
I'm not a feminist. I love women. And my parents are definitely going to call your guys' parents. We're all going to get grounded. Forget Soren's party. We're fucked. Why are you smiling? This is actually your fault.
This is leverage.
Thor holds up a handbag, which they now empty out.
Oh, bingo.
What is it?
I have no idea.
That's a tampon.
What's it for?
Girls shove it up their buttholes to stop babies from coming out. An eighth grader told me that.
The human body is truly a mystery. Can't believe they still eat chewables. The gummies are so much better.
I like the chewables. I want one.
Lucas tries to unscrew the small bottle of MDMA they found in the bag, but fails. Next, Thor has a go with the same result. Finally, it's Max's turn.
Fucking double bullshit!
All three jump on the bottle. Then they're staring at it, still unopened. A phone taken from the bag lights up.
It's the girls.
Hello?
You took my bag that has my license, my phone.
Bring it back right now. Fuck that noise. I want my drone back.
I got this.
What did you just say, you little bitch?
I'll take a shit down your throat.
Why are you talking like that?
Anna, I have a little brother. You're supposed to scare them.
Well, you scared me. Listen, we were just trying to teach you a lesson. I promise you we were going to give the drone back.
No way! They could trick us again. Or overpower us.
Oh my God. What if they take the Molly?
Then we wouldn't be able to take it.
No, they're children. They would die.
This is Max from earlier. Meet us at the playground across from John Adams tomorrow at 7:40 a.m. Bring the drone and don't fuck with the beanbag boys.
That was tough.
Very tough. Kind of got a boner talking to those girls.
We're still on the phone.
Shit!
Next day at the playground, as Lucas and Thor play patacake, Max watches from the elevated platform of a climbing frame. He spots the girls arriving with the drone and lowers himself to the ground by sliding down a pole. The boys wait by the climbing frame as the girls approach with the drone.
Don't come any closer!
Why?
Because you could overpower us.
So put the drone on the slide and count back from 100 and close your eyes. And don't try anything funny.
There are witnesses.
Okay, we have a long drive ahead of us, so give us the bag or I will hurt you. Do not test me.
Threats will get you nowhere, peasant.
Just give us the fucking molly!
Okay. Who's Molly? Because she's not with us.
Ah, nice. Molly is a sex drug. Dateline did an expose on it.
You had us bring drugs to a fucking playground? There are children here!
Shit. It's okay. I know what to do.
We're making a citizen's arrest! You're both under arrest! Get on the
Sweet
ground!
Jesus.
Stay still!
Hands up!
Stay still!
Hands up!
Get down now! Get down now!
Did you just reload your fake gun?
Are you mocking me? Are you mocking me?
Anything will be used against you that you say.
In court.
You know, you're the one holding drugs, so why don't I do a citizen's arrest on you?
Fuck.
Time out, crackheads!
Oh my god. Deal's off. We can't let them put drugs back on the street.
Look at those dirty fucking junkies. Their lives are already ruined. Let's just give them the drugs and get the drone.
Maybe there's a way we can protect our community and get the drone back. Stall them.
So, what do you plan to do with those drugs, huh?
Take them and feel amazing.
They're addicts.
Yeah. So, you've been drugging your whole life?
Uh-huh. Every day.
No? Nice.
What's he doing? Hey!
The drone flies up. It collides with a school bus. Later, the boys run to the school.
Those girls are lucky I didn't kick their asses.
Oh no! They found us!
Oh shit! They're on school property!
They don't care, they're tweaking!
You know what we need?
No, don't say it.
Roller toy
say
users.
Don't say it.
Scab!
Shut up!
Scab!
Fuck your shit.
Zip it.
Scab!
What is that?
There's three boys in danger!
We're scared!
Scab! Help us!
No!
We're okay.
We're scared. We're fine.
Just walking into school. Yeah. Average day.
Jesus Christ. Pulling in back. Get on the right track.
Surrounded by a guard of the Student Coalition Against Bullying, SCAB, Thor and Max hide their faces with embarrassment, while Lucas smiles and waves, unashamed. Other pupils watch with smirks, among them Soren and Atticus, who takes a photo on his phone.
When you attack one of us, you attack all of us. Your weakness gives us strength.
Well, those kids stole my bag.
Not today, bully!
Not today!
What the fuck?
Get on the right track!
This is the best day of my life.
Don't worry, we'll find him later.
Later, Lucas checks his phone.
Scab just tagged us on Instagram.
First sippy cup and now this? I'm 2 weeks into sixth grade and I'm already a social piranha.
Guys, my dad gets back at 5. And if you don't get a new drone by then, I'm grounded. Which means we're all grounded. Which means no party. Which means no Brixley.
Sippy cup for life.
No Brixley. No friends. No hope. Parents fighting. Trapped in our rooms, all alone, 2 Taco Tuesdays.
So, Max, what are we gonna do?
We're gonna ditch school and get a new drone.
Stop thinking with your big old dick, Max. That could go on our permanent record.
Max's big old dick is pointing us in the right direction.
Thank you. If anyone else kisses Brooksy, I'll die.
Wait, what? Here's the plan. I'm gonna bring a beer to Soren's, and I'm gonna sip that beer so everyone will know
that you're an alcoholic.
That would be great.
Guys, the only place around here that has one is at North Point Galleria. It's 4 miles away.
4 miles? How the fuck are we getting 4 miles?
You have Uber.
No, it goes directly to my mom's phone. She'll know.
Then we bike.
Where are you even going to get the money for a new drone? What?
You know.
Our Terzan of Euskirgard? No way!
You said everyone wants to buy it.
We got it together.
And we're going to sell it together as friends.
Come on, Lucas. B-Bag boys do everything together.
Okay. I guess that makes sense.
Yes! Yes! Lucas! B-Bag boys for life. Yeah!
We're being so bad.
We're bad. We're so bad. We're bad. We're so bad. We're bad. We're so bad.
The boys quickly terminate their dance routine as someone walks into the toilet. Next, they're hurrying down a corridor and then out of the school. Later, they're walking through the forest.
I need to get rid of these drugs.
What are you doing?
Getting rid of the drugs. I'm just going to throw them in the stream.
It can contaminate the water.
Well, then we can throw it in the forest.
It's a sex drug. What if a fox eats it and tries to fuck a squirrel? It'll kill him.
Well, then how do we get rid of drugs?
The same way we get rid of a baby.
Abortion?
No! We'll drop it off at the firehouse on our way up to the mall.
That's a really good idea. Oh, I just got a bite on our card.
Nice, give him my address. My parents aren't home and I have the best snacks.
Peter Pan 69 is going to be here in 5 minutes to buy the card.
Well, let's get ready. I found all of these weapons in the back of my parents' closet.
Bondage sex toys.
I still don't get why we need weapons.
He could be a pedophile.
He can molest all three of us.
All he needs is one.
Lucas holds a box marked anal beads.
Anal beads?
A.K.A. nunchucks, motherfucker!
Ooh. Yeah!
It's not a toy!
Oh, shoot.
It smells like shit.
Each wielding a bondage toy, they answer the door to a bespectacled man.
Hello, I'm looking for Lucas.
That's me.
I'm Claude.
Hey, it's my mom back there.
Hiya!
Let's cut the shit. Are you a pedophile?
What? No.
Lucas, if you were a pedophile standing in front of three single boys, would you admit it?
Probably not.
Then why would he?
Oh, come on. Do I look like a pedophile?
Yes, absolutely.
That's not fair.
You look more like a pedophile than anyone I've ever seen.
Look, I'm not a pedophile. I'm a cool guy.
Fine. You can come in, but please take your shoes off.
You know, I've searched the world for this.
Why are you bringing the paintball gun?
In case anyone fucks with us.
This card is exquisite. How'd you get it?
The summer I moved here, me, Max, and Thor started a dog washing business. We earned $8, and we used the money to buy an ascension pack, and this card was in it.
Oh, you got very lucky.
The real luck was meeting Max and Thor.
Fascinating.
We started calling ourselves the Beanbag Boys. You know why?
Because you had some beanbags?
That's right.
Yeah, genius. You got yourself a deal. Let's go. Let's make it happen.
No, I can't do this.
Well, yeah.
Sorry.
Lucas, get your butt over here right now.
Excuse me, is this how all 12-year-olds conduct business?
What the hell just happened? I thought you were cool with this.
You said we wouldn't do this if one of us wasn't on board. I'm not on board.
Why do you care so much?
Why don't you care? This card has a lot of memories. And you're just gonna throw it all away because you wanna kiss some basic girl?
Savage.
Brixley isn't just some girl. We're probably gonna get married.
Every marriage ends in divorce.
Lucas, you're outvoted.
Listen, I can tell you're lashing out with anger. Brixley is probably the love
of my life. Excuse me, ma'am. Could I get a glass of water, please? Adam?
He knocks the sex doll to the floor.
Hey, guys. Yeah. What can you tell me about her backstory? Where is she supposed to be from? She seems quite exotic. Okay, listen carefully, because I'll make this offer only once. $400 to take her off your hands.
No, we need $550 US.
Fuck off! What? That's my entire allowance!
Listen, Claude, let's just cut the bullshit. I'm the son of a businesswoman, and I think we both know if you didn't want to buy the doll, you would have left already. Stop treating us like kids. We know how things work. So do you want to buy the CPR doll or not?
Later, Claude carries the doll from the house.
Fools! I'd have paid $1,000!
Anyone else feel like he's gonna fuck that doll? We got bottles in the
house, call the cab. Now the boys set off down the street on their bikes. They cycle through the spray of a lawn sprinkler, then along a deserted residential road.
We should hydrate. We've been biking for almost 14 minutes straight.
I don't think I've ever been this far from home.
I think I did a production of Cats around here.
You're really not gonna sing anymore?
Yeah, I've never been happier.
Just give us the drugs.
Fuck! How'd you find us?
Her phone! They tracked us!
We're not giving you these drugs. We're giving them to firefighters. Get help!
Go!
We're in a car, dipshits! You're not gonna outrun us!
Not on my fast bike, nerds!
They turn onto a narrow pedestrian walkway.
Good luck getting your car here, losers!
Suddenly, Lily, who's in the passenger seat, gets out of the car and starts running.
Where are you going?
With the streamlined stride of an experienced athlete, Lily chases after the boys. Lucas spots her quickly catching up in his rearview mirror. The three bikes bumped down several sets of steps, with Lily jumping and tumbling hot on their trail. Now they cycle round a pond. Lucas peers over his shoulder.
You're not getting these drugs back!
Just give her the sex truck!
Kill off! I won't let you destroy your life!
Lucas collides with a bench, comes off his bike, and smashes against a stationary van.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Lucas, are you okay?
What the hell happened?
We're running away from our babysitter because you're trying to touch our penises!
But that is not true!
Yes, it is!
Yes, it is.
I wasn't.
Yeah, you were!
I was!
She runs.
Go, 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 go!
Lucas, are you okay?
I think I'm fine.
Your arm!
Oh, hell no.
His arm hangs limp by his side.
Yo, I'm calling 911.
No, it's okay. This happens all the time.
Come on, we're gonna go. We gotta go.
No.
We gotta come on. I'll get the bikes.
Okay. I threw the phone in a prickle bush. So I can't track us anymore.
The pain!
Lucas, you have to be quiet. Okay, do we have any ice?
No, we're in a fucking alley.
What about pain medication? We have the Molly we can give him.
No!
Yeah, he's probably just gonna try and have sex with us.
Call an ambulance! Mission's over!
We'll get busted. Plus, do you even have insurance?
I don't know, do you?
I don't know! I think I only have a deductible.
It's alright, this happens to MMA fighters all the time. We just gotta ram your arm into something very hard so it pops back in place.
Fine, fuck it, let's just get this over with.
Yeah.
Ow!
Come on, easy.
One, two, three!
They ram him against a rubbish skip.
Wrong arm!
Okay, new site.
Okay.
Okay, lie on your back and give me your arm. Come on.
All right, it says this next part's gonna hurt, that you should bite down on something hard. I know.
Thor grabs a bondage gag from the bag.
Open. There you go. Okay, on three.
One.
Two.
Three.
Just got a text from Taylor.
What'd you say?
She wants to know why you aren't in school and if you're coming to the party tonight.
Just write.
Okay, sorry, one, two, three. Oh! Let me help.
Focus.
One.
Together, Thor and Max tug on Lucas's arm, which snaps back into place.
Wow, I didn't think that'd actually work. You're gonna be good, man.
No, I'm really not. My parents are getting a divorce.
What'd you do?
Thor!
What?
Sorry.
My dad's moving out.
Whatever happens between your parents, you always got the beanbag boys.
We'll never split up. Beanbag boys for life.
Your promise?
Promise. Come on, let's get you some children's Tylenol.
They pull him to his feet. Later, in a supermarket, Max is trying to open the bottle of painkillers.
Want some help, honey?
No, I got it. Okay, just do it.
Thor is gazing at a display of beer bottles in a fridge. A policeman walks in.
Hey, Miles.
Hey, man. Coming in or coming off?
Just got off a triple.
Man, I don't care if I get mugged. I'm not typing up any more paperwork today.
Shit, we have D-R-U-G-S on us.
He knows how to spell. Just act normal, pretend to talk.
About what?
Just be normal.
What do you think about politics?
It's a complicated issue.
This cop's acting weird.
He's eye-fucking us. Just act normal, just laugh. We're just two cool guys laughing.
We skipped school.
Lucas!
Are we in trouble?
Yeah, well, usually I'd call this in. But because you're honest with me, I'm gonna let you slide, all right? Just promise not to do it again, okay?
We promise. Thank you, sir.
All right.
That was a close one.
Wait, where's Thor?
Unaware of what's been happening, Thor walks from the fridge. The crotch of his jeans bulges with what is clearly a badly concealed bottle. At the counter, the cop spins round and rolls his eyes as he spots Thor, now heading for the exit.
Hold it. Come here. What do you have in your pants?
My penis?
Pull it out.
Thor pulls out the bottle.
I also have a big dick.
Put it back. I'm being generous today.
We also have drugs.
He was on to us.
Okay, what do you have?
Schedule 1 controlled substance with intent to distribute.
Brother, these are vitamins, okay? Children's vitamins at that.
No, those are drugs.
Now look, if that's drugs, then this is drugs too.
If you don't arrest us, I'll report you.
Lucas!
Leave me the fuck alone! I mean, sorry to fucking swear at kids, but fuck. You know, I'm gonna arrest you for fucking ruining my day, all right? I'll take them. Let me go home!
The cop gets on his phone.
He's calling for backup. What do we do?
Now look, listen. I decided I don't want kids.
What's up? The cops eye fucking us.
We have to make a run for it.
I know what to do.
Well, no, it's not up for discussion. Well, yeah, well, no, you may be detective, but in the marriage, we're equal. Look, just hang up. Who cares?
It's free because I'm a cop.
He tries to leave the shop, but finds the doors have been wedged shut by a large pink dildo. On foot, the boys hurry through trees, then trudge across a grassy ridge.
Get a stick, make a switch. I can end the conversation real quick. What the fuck, Thor?
You didn't even care about my shoulder. You just wanted a beer.
I didn't care about two things.
Yeah, you and your stupid beer. Now we're fugitives.
Why are you yelling at me? I just ran off without my family's bikes. Cycle Sundays are fucked.
Guys. Come on. Yes!
They see an 8-lane motorway.
Holy
God damn it! Great, now we're trapped between a highway and the authorities.
Well, we wouldn't be in this position right now if you weren't such a narc.
Guys, the mall's right there. All we have to do is cross the highway, and the cars aren't even moving. Now, are we 5th graders or are we 6th graders?
They hurry down the grassy slope overlooking the motorway. Then they're standing behind a concrete crash barrier, peering at the 8 lanes of slowly moving bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Well, I'm going back into the woods. I'll live off of rain, water, and squirrels. I don't give a fuck.
No, you won't.
Gosh.
No, it's like a parking lot, see?
Wait! You stole another beer?
What the fuck, Thor? Hey, you guys aren't the ones who's gonna have sippy cup on their goddamn tombstone. God, say it, don't spray it.
They start to walk between the cars.
Children crossing, please. Children are crossing.
What are you guys doing?
Get back to the sign.
Go.
No, fucking idiots.
Wait, I got a message.
Well, it's from Taylor. She said Marcus is coming to the party. He has a huge crush on Brixley.
She's definitely gonna kiss him. He's the nicest kid in our grade.
Wait. I'm the nicest kid in our grade. It goes me, Marcus, Max, you.
I'm way nicer than Max.
No, you're not. You made Miss Willoughby cry last year.
Hey, she was already crying. I just took her picture.
Guys, look.
Oh. I'm starting.
Nick.
Stuck on the central reservation, they watch the suddenly speeding traffic.
We're gonna stop! We're gonna die!
No, we're not! We just need to time it, okay? We just need to time it right! We can do this, guys! We can do this!
Max charges across the busy carriageway.
Look at me right now. I know you're scared. I'm not at all.
Shut up, Thor!
Lucas heads across the carriageway. Thor drops his bottle.
Ow, get my beer!
He stoops to pick it up, causing a huge pileup. The sex doll crashes through a car window and lands on the carriageway.
Oh!
Max throws up as the doll is hit by a speeding car.
Oh!
Wait! That's my dad's CPR doll!
That's my dad's CPR doll!
Later, in the North Point Galleria Mall, they barge their way down a busy escalator. Now they run into a shop.
Hey, you called about the BD Rolling Thunder?
I'm so sorry, you guys. Sold it.
Haha, nice joke. So funny.
No, I did. I sold it. Two girls said they knew you.
Fuck yes! I'm gonna kill your family!
He's off the sugar, huh?
Turn your whole family into zombies!
Max! I was gonna say, you didn't let me finish. They left a note for you.
In a dark underground car park, the girls watch the beanbag boys approach.
Why are they walking like that?
How'd you guys track us? With your bag and prickle bushes.
Dumbass, you told us that your life would be over if you didn't get a BD Rolling Thunder. And this is the only place a child could get to on a tricycle.
Okay, I have the drugs. Now give me the drone.
What in the actual fuck? These are just gummy vitamins.
I told you she was gonna check.
Where is the Molly? Where is it?
A cop has it.
You gave our drugs to a cop?
Wait.
Look, I know you don't know us and you think we're just stupid kids, but just listen to me. Whatever problems you're having, drugs are not the answer. Drugs just give you a false sense of reality. You may think your lives are bad, but you have family and friends. Love you.
Can you shut the fuck up? I just spent $600 on a fucking drone.
You ruined my passionate moment.
Well, it was stupid.
This day is fucked. Benji is the only one who has Molly, and he won't sell it to us.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. We're fucked.
We'll do it. We'll get you drugs.
The fuck we will.
What the hell, dude?
Do you think he would sell to kids?
We're not kids. We're tweens.
What do we have to lose?
So it's a deal?
Max, this is fucking insane. Just take your goddamn punishment. Lucas and I will go to the party. We'll cockblock anyone that gets in your Brixley. They didn't invite you.
What?
The popular kids only invited me.
What do you mean?
They think you're kind of random.
Oh.
But it's okay, because once those guys get to know you, they'll see what I see. That you're not random. That you're specific.
I'm not buying drugs.
Neither am I. You guys don't have to. I'll do all the talking. I just need your height in there. You're the only one of us that looks like they could be in college.
Guys, are you in or out? So you guys did all of this for a kissing party?
No. There's also gonna be cool boys there.
Remember my first kissing party? It was the summer after sixth grade at Manoush Patel's house.
Who'd you kiss?
Manoush's sister.
Wait, you weren't there?
No, we didn't really know each other then. I mean, we were in the same grade, but we didn't really become close until 8th grade.
Oh, I just figured you guys knew each other for longer.
Yeah, everybody knows you meet your best friends in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only reason you're friends with people back then is because you live close to each other.
Because, like, your parents are friends.
No, that's not true for us. We're friends because we like each other. And we live close together.
And our parents are friends.
Now, Max doesn't look so sure of himself. The car pulls up on a residential street. The boys get out.
Okay, come here. Go in, buy two pills, ask for Benji. Do not mention Hannah.
Who's Hannah?
I am.
Oh, I'm Max.
Yeah, I know who you are. Just go in there, buy the pills, and then I'll trade you for the drone.
Okay, if this goes bad, drive off.
Okay.
It's not too late to turn back.
No. We have to get the drugs so we can get the drone so we can go to the party.
Observing each other apprehensively, they pause in front of a house. It's decorated with hanging lanterns and a fraternity badge. Then they climb the steps to the front door, which swings open, giving them access to a shadowy interior. In the untidy downstairs, a man lies unconscious as nearby others sip from cans.
Hi, Senor
Good evening. We're looking for Benji.
Hey, Dickless, come here.
Yes, Daddy.
I need you to go find Benji. Tell him he's got visitors.
Yes, Daddy.
That's your son?
You guys can go sit your asses down over there and wait.
Hannah's ex-boyfriend, Benji, appears.
Can I help you?
Good afternoon. We would like to buy 2 pieces of Molly, please.
Did Rafi from Sigma Nu send you? He did, that fucker. You guys are like 7. Oh, except for you. I recognize you from Econ. What's up, man? Seriously, I'm not selling drugs to kids.
Not kids, we're tweens.
Who told you to come here?
Sell us the drugs and you'll find out.
All right. Stay there.
A man sitting near the boys inhales from a bong.
Hey. How long do you think it's gonna be?
The man blows smoke into Lucas's face.
Oh, you made me high!
Benji returns with a small bottle. Max reaches for it, but Benji pulls it away.
Tell me who sent you.
Hannah!
What, am I a speck?
So this is what she thinks of me, huh? You can tell Hannah that if she wants Molly, she can suck my dick.
You shouldn't talk about women like that. The only time she should suck your dick is when she gives you consent.
You can suck my dick, and you can suck my dick, too.
What about me? I'm just gonna sit here?
We're the Beanbag Boys. We do everything together.
Get the fuck out of here, you little fucking babies. Let's go. Get out!
Hey, guys, wait. I have something in here that might change your mind.
Hurry up.
A paintball gun.
Bitch, now who's the baby?
Shit.
What the fuck? If I don't get those drugs, I'm gonna be grounded! And then I'll never get to kiss Brixley! Max!
What the fuck are you doing?
You sell drugs. We came here to buy them. So now you're gonna sell us the drugs! Do not test me!
Okay. You want the drugs? I'm not your parent. Here.
Thanks. Ah! Oh, shit.
Oh, you're fucking dead!
Max fires at the man.
Oh, come on down here.
She just dropped the charges.
Oh, God!
Thor grabs a pair of fraternity paddles.
Holy shit!
A man sneaks up behind Max.
Max, watch out!
Thor clobbers him with the paddles.
I got your back!
Lucas ducks under a diving man.
Oh my God, I just killed a man!
Lucas, get the drugs!
Lucas grabs the bottle, which has fallen to the floor.
We were never here!
Thor's a fucking car!
Now outside.
Fucking go!
What? Shit.
Later, Sandy takes the new drone from the car and approaches Max.
Lucas, drugs.
No. Let me see what's in the bottle.
Yeah.
He tries to unscrew the lid.
Okay, just give it to me.
He hands the jar to Hannah, who opens it.
Wow, you guys are little badasses.
Because we're the Beanbag Boys.
I don't know what that means.
We have beanbags.
It's been real, guys. Have fun at your kissing party.
Thank you. Oh, we're only 1.7 miles away.
Both Lucas and Thor look miserable.
What's wrong? We got the drone. Everything worked out.
Max, I got punched in the fucking face, okay?
We bought drugs.
Can we just go home now?
They trudge off.
Guys, it's my dad. Hey, Dad.
Hey, buddy. I got on the early flight, so I'll be home in 15 minutes.
15 minutes from now or 15 minutes from later?
Haha, funny guy. I'll see you soon.
My dad will be home in 15 minutes.
Maybe he won't notice the drone's gone.
He'll notice. He's very observant. That's why my mom fell in love with him.
The drone has to be home before your dad.
I know.
Just the drone. Not you. Just the drone.
Max takes the drone from the box.
Okay.
It rises into the sky.
Here we go! Yeah, get hit!
Careful! I got this! Oh!
Fly like the wind, Max!
Yeah, take a ride up here.
I can see your house!
There it is.
The windows are closed!
Shit, what do I do?
The chimney!
Max pilots the drone down the chimney.
It's very tight.
You got this.
Shit, I can't see.
There's ash all over the camera.
Use the force.
No, I can do this. I know my house perfectly. I can do this with my eyes closed.
Don't break anything.
Trust me, I got this.
As the drone moves across the living room, its propeller blades create havoc, decapitating flowers, ripping through cushions, severing an electrical cable, and smashing a photo of Max. In a flurry of cushion feathers, it settles down on its landing platform.
Yeah! I'm the best pilot ever!
Yeah! Max's father steps into the living room and gapes at the destruction.
I think we did it!
Yeah.
Mission accomplished! Hey, Dad. Did you get home safe? I love you. Dad? Dad, please. Say I love you back. I need to hear it. Hello? My dad says I'm grounded. Now I'm never going to be able to kiss Brixley.
It's okay, Max. There'll be other parties.
Lucas, you don't get it.
He's right, Lucas. This party could change our lives. And you don't even care.
It's not cool at all.
Yeah, you would know it's not cool.
What the fuck does that mean?
Go sip a beer, sippy cup.
I love beer. So yes, I will. And you may think you're so mature, but the truth is, you don't have pubes. And I have six.
You say you have pubes, but you also say you drink beer, and I know you don't.
Stop arguing!
Just admit, you skipped the audition because you thought it wasn't cool, even though your voice is a fucking gift, and you always talk a big game, and you never back it up. Like on the freeway.
Oh, sorry! I didn't want to cross 12 lanes of traffic so you can kiss some skank.
Oh, shit!
She's not a skank! She's the love of my life!
You take that back!
Hey, yeah. Hey, no karate! Yeah. Stop fighting! You should never call a woman a skank! You should never call a woman anything! And you made us ditch school, run around with drugs, and like a cop in a convenience store with what I now suspect is a dildo! What the fuck are you looking at, Gandalf?
You guys don't understand shit. I have hormones flying through my body making me do crazy things. Do you even know what it feels like? Don't want to rub up against a tree all the time?
You think you're better than us?
Not better, just more mature. I'm into romance and grown-up shit, and you guys are still in the little kid stuff. I don't even know why we're still friends.
They move off in different directions. Later, grim-faced, they plod separately down their street. Next, surrounded by a scattering of feathers, Max sits on the living room couch.
Everything you like is now cancelled. Birthdays are cancelled. Holidays are cancelled. Summer's cancelled.
Winter is coming.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
No. You are no longer allowed to call me Daddy. Call me Andrew or Mr. Newman or Warden. Underneath that cherubic face, devil lives inside you.
I will always love you because you are my son. But I no longer like you.
In his bedroom, Thor sits despondently at a musical keyboard.
Thorny, I just got off the phone with Max's mom. Did you know he skipped school and biked to the mall by himself?
He said that?
He did. Promise me you'll never do something as stupid as that, okay?
I promise.
Lucas is with his parents.
And then we ran across the highway, my arm got ripped out, and a fake woman shot out of a car, but we still got the drugs. But then we traded the drone for it, and Max destroyed his house with it, but it was only because he wanted to marry Brixley, and now he can't because he's grounded for life, and we got into a huge fight, and the Beanbag Boys are broke up, and am I in trouble?
Okay, son, now look, I love a good story with a bunch of gibberish just as much as anybody, okay? And I know you're going through a stressful time. But it doesn't give you a reason to tell us fibs.
I'm not fibbing.
I'm 100% sure you're fibbing to me.
I'm not fibbing!
Okay, I think I understand what's happening here. You think you're losing us, and now you're worried you're gonna lose your friends, too.
Look at me, man. We'll always be there, right? I mean, look, don't get me wrong. You know, me and your mom are not the same people we were when we first met.
Mm-hmm.
Tend to grow apart sometimes, but it's okay. You remember your hermit crab?
Hermit? Yeah.
That's right, Hermit. And you remember why he died.
Oh, son of a...
You told me he ran away!
Technically, yes. He ran away, but then he died.
Oh my gosh, how?
Herman died because hermit crabs grow out of their shells, and they need to find new, bigger seashells on the beach to grow into, or they die. And we didn't know that.
So Herman died because of you guys?
The point is, you and your friends are growing and changing, and y'all need to find bigger shells. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, look. You need to blame those pet store because they did not get information.
Lucas considers thoughtfully. It's night. Max sits alone in his room. Now he stands and sees the face of a devil peering at him through the window.
It's Lucas.
You scared the shit out of me.
I didn't want your parents to see my face.
Why are you even here?
I've grown a lot in the last 2 hours. My parents' divorce has really changed me. If the Beanbag Boys don't grow together, they'll grow apart.
I don't want that. I don't want to get a divorce from you.
Then you need to go to Soren's party. You need to sneak out.
I can't. I'm grounded. Besides, Brixley's necklace is still in the kiln.
Let me worry about the necklace. And what are your parents going to do? Double ground you? Is Brixley here forever or not? Then you need to come with me now.
Fine, I'll go. But I'm not apologizing to Thor.
He's not coming.
Good. Fuck that bitch. I'll go get my jacket.
Hey, Max.
Yeah?
Bring that dick.
Now they approach a brightly lit house outside which Thor is standing.
You said Thor wasn't coming. What the hell is he doing here?
I parent trapped your asses. See, now we're all in a bigger hermit crab shell together.
It made sense when my parents said it.
So you took the blame for us, huh? Yeah, I thought about what you would do. And did the opposite.
This party? It's gonna be an epic rager.
Okay, sippy cup.
Just stay out of my way, maxi pad.
Thor whips off his shirt, ties it round his waist, and in a sleeveless t-shirt, strides towards the front door of the house, which is now opened by a woman.
Aw, don't you boys look cute? Everybody's in the basement. I don't even want to know what's going on down there. Come on in, fellas. Hi.
The boys descend the stairs to the basement, where they pause nervously, eyeing the room full of kids who are already dancing and chatting. Among them, Brixley, Soren, and Atticus. Taylor spots the new arrivals and approaches them.
Oh my God, you made it. Max, I want you to meet Brixley.
Hi, I'm Max. Hi. It's nice to finally meet you.
You too.
Cool jacket.
Thank you. I got all by myself with my mom.
I go shopping with my mom too.
This is going so well.
Did you bring the necklace?
Brixley, this is for you.
Oh, thanks.
It's pretty. There are all.
Ooh, fancy.
Brixley takes the anal beads.
I'm gonna wear this later. Thanks, Max.
What's up, sippy cup?
Not much, just got into a fight with a bunch of men and stole a beer.
There's no way sippy cup is gonna drink it.
Not only am I gonna drink it, I'm gonna break the record. I'm gonna take 4 sips. 4 is impossible. Soaring can't even do 4.
Shut up. Drink.
The kids gather round as Thor struggles to uncap the bottle. He takes a swig of beer and winces.
That's one.
Big deal.
That's 2.
Okay.
That's 3.
This is insane.
He's gonna barf.
Somebody get him a sippy cup.
Sippy cup! 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 Sippy cup!
That's fucking 4! Oh, fucking alcoholic!
Four sips. Badass.
Mad respect to Thor.
Eyes up here. If you don't consent to kissing, that's cool. You can go play VR upstairs. But if you're staying down here, you better strap in, because shit's about to get real.
Oh, yeah.
Let's spin a bottle.
Well, then it's a good thing I got a bottle right here!
They all sit in a circle, at the center of which the empty beer bottle is set spinning. It comes to a stop, pointing at the boy between Thor and Max. The chosen boy and his female kissing partner lean apprehensively towards each other and lock lips. As they finally move apart, a string of saliva briefly prolongs their connection. Lucas enjoys a close-up view and stares in open-mouthed disgust.
I'm out.
Where are you going?
That was nasty. I'm going upstairs to play VR.
If you leave, you can never come back.
Oh, no!
Clearly not bothered, Lucas hurries upstairs.
Brixley, your turn.
Brixley sets the bottle spinning. Max watches it, clearly willing it to point towards him. The bottle spins more and more slowly. As it approaches Max, he smiles with anticipation, but the bottle still has some momentum and ends up pointing at Thor. Seeming astonished, Thor glances at the equally shocked Max, then across at Brixley.
Oh my God, this is the most dramatic thing I've ever seen.
He's not gonna do it.
He's gonna do it.
I can't do it. People don't change. He's still sippy cup. Wait. Kissy cup.
Kissy cup.
Kissy cup. Kissy cup. Kissy cup.
Fuck off, Atticus. His name is Thor, and everyone knows your mom plagiarized her cookbook. Thor, wait up.
Max catches up with Thor at the bottom of the stairs.
I'm sorry I called you a tryhard.
No, you're right. This whole time I've been trying to be someone who I wasn't. I got an earring. I drank a beer. I quit singing.
Yeah. I guess I went a little crazy today, too. Let's get out of here.
No. You don't want to do that. You're going to stay down here and kiss Brixley.
Beanbag boys do everything together.
Not everything. Not anymore.
Maybe those old girls are right. Maybe we're on different paths.
Yeah.
Then what are you gonna do?
I don't know. I just know it's not this.
No way. This is insane.
Forget to spin the bottle. Now go over there and kiss your future wife.
Bye.
Tight-lipped with determination, Max turns towards the circle of kids where Brixley sits chatting with Taylor. As he strides towards her, Brixley looks up and smiles serenely. Max kneels down in front of her.
Brixley, can I kiss you? Okay.
They shut their eyes and kiss innocently. From the stairs, Thor watches. Now Max and Brixley move apart and smile at each other. Max glances to the stairs, but Thor has gone. He inserts himself into the circle beside Brixley, who takes his hand. Upstairs, Lucas, wearing a virtual reality headset, peers round the room.
Ah! Cool. Where am I? Oh, here I am.
Lucas, I'm leaving.
You sure you don't want to try this?
No, I'm good.
Lucas takes off the headset.
Want to go to my house and play Ascension?
I don't want to play Ascension anymore.
Then who am I going to play with?
You'll find someone.
My face feels so tingling. No way!
Oh my god, this is amazing! I can't believe you guys are here! Oh, this is so amazing!
Hi.
Please no, don't kill us!
What happened?
How do you know Soren? Is he your boyfriend?
He's my brother. I love that piece of shit.
Lily guzzles from a water bottle.
You guys, where's everybody else?
Where's your friend with the sad eyes?
Sad boy Max. In the basement kissing. It's an orgy down there.
And you guys aren't into that?
Mm-mm.
Aw, it's okay. You're only in sixth grade. You guys are gonna figure it out.
Yeah, you have your whole life for that. No rush. No rush. I mean, what do you love?
Ascension, rules, anti-drug campaigns, grilled cheese.
Oh, I could fuck with the grilled cheese right now.
Oh.
Guys, I'm gonna make grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah, that sounds so good.
What about you, Sleeveless? What are you into?
I love to sing.
Yes.
I actually skipped my audition today for the musical, and now I can't be in it.
What? You have to convince them to let you audition. You must. You must.
Audition.
Sing for us.
No.
Oh my god, sing for us. You're a baby bird. Come on, we missed our concert. Sing for us.
So no grilled cheese?
No.
Sing for us, the air concert.
Lily and Hannah wait with anticipation as Thor stands shuffling self-consciously.
I gotta take a little time. Little time to think things over. I better read between the lines. In case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb.
Now in his bedroom, Max hands his laptop to his dad, who walks off with it. Later, stripped to the waist, Max is doing sit-ups and press-ups. Then he works out with two tiny dumbbells. Watched by his clearly very impressed music teacher, Thor's on stage auditioning for the musical. Dressed in a scab bib and wielding a whistle, Lucas hurries to stop an argument in the dining hall. Smiling happily at each other, Max and Brixley walk along a school corridor. Thor rehearses a dance routine with the rest of the cast of the musical. In the dining hall, Max hangs his head, looking in low spirits as he sits beside Brixley. As she stands and walks off, her place is taken by Taylor, who puts her arm around the much smaller Max. Now it is they who walk hand in hand down the school corridor. Lucas breaks up a fight in a toilet.
And I got nowhere left to hide. It looks like love has finally found me.
At the skate park, Max is bawling his eyes out as he watches Brixley and Taylor smiling and walking hand in hand. In his bedroom, Max manages to unscrew the lid from a bottle of pills. He smiles with satisfaction. Dressed in a long-haired curly wig and headband, and wearing a sleeveless black leather jacket, Thor is on stage playing the lead rock star role in the musical, watched by a full house. Amongst the audience, Max sits holding hands with his new girlfriend. Also watching, Lucas, who's sitting with his friends from ska. As the guitarist takes a solo, Thor sniffs lines of white powder from a coffee table. Parents watch with puzzled expressions, while the music teacher grins with manic excitement. Confusion settles on the audience again as Thor enters an onstage toilet cubicle. Then, after several seconds, bursts out of it, his upper lip coated in white powder. He reels around the stage and collapses. In the audience, Max drapes his arm around his girlfriend's shoulders. A standing ovation for the actors as the music teacher watches proudly from the wings.
My masterpiece.
He snaps open a popper and inhales. Later, Max and his girlfriend arrive at the outdoor after-show party, which is in full swing. Thor spots them and smiles.
I'll be right back.
Hey, why didn't you make it?
Are you kidding? You know I'd never miss one of your shows. It was so cool when you stabbed that pimp.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry, Thor, this is Scout.
You were really good.
Thanks, sweetie. I was much better than the matinee.
I'm gonna go find Cassidy.
I thought you were still grounded.
It ended yesterday, a month from the hole.
Thanks again for taking the fall.
You would have done the same.
Well, 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 look who's here, me.
Hey!
Feels like we haven't talked in weeks.
Yeah.
Max, my mom said she'll drop us at Frozen Yogurt if your mom will pick us up.
Great, be there in a second, babe.
Okay, babe.
So, how's it going with Scout?
Good, but hard, but good. Our relationship is a lot of work. Don't let anyone tell you differently.
Hey, Lucas, you still want to play Essential with me and the guys later?
I'll be there in a minute.
Classic Lucas.
Carlos and those scab guys seem cool.
They're cool. But they're not the beanbag boys.
Max!
Scout beckons to Max.
All right. I guess I should go.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah.
Max and Thor share a fleeting embrace that quickly turns into a bear hug, then a group hug as Lucas joins in. With serious expressions and eyes squeezed tightly shut, all three seem to be on the verge of tears.
I missed you guys. Let's make a promise. Even if we don't hang out all the time. We'll still always be there for the big stuff.
Beanbag boys for life.
Beanbag boys for life.
Beanbag boys for life.
They start to drift away from each other.
Wait! There's something I have to show you. Come up to my parents' bedroom in 3 minutes.
Now in Thor's parents' bedroom.
Yo, guys, check this out.
An indoor swing?
You always have the best toys.
Yeah, flip that switch. How cool is it?
Your parents love to play.
What do they do with it?
They swing on it.
Can we go on it?
Fuck yeah.
Their worries temporarily forgotten, the boys take it in turns to have a go on the sex swing and end up bouncing happily on it altogether. Can't get enough
for your love,
Thor? What are you doing in Mom and Dad's room?
Get the hell out of here, Annabelle!
That swing is for sexing. People do sex on it.
Oh!
The end.
love Charlie Brown with it. Looking all around, all the other girls sound fishy. He never caught it with this, why he down with it. Yeah, bitch, I'm telling you,
what?
This incredible.
Oh,
this shit edible. It's like chemical, kiss my genital, my taste medical. Pearls like chemicals. If he get it out when he tastes that shit, turn head off.
Oh my god.
Can you see that? She need knee pads. I'm a bad bitch. Fuck a pee pad. For the shit, if he don't eat it, he a D bag. He could use a submarine. I come and see
you. Make me down, boy.